सर्वेषां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरत्विषे नमः। गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदालये कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय तदभक्ताय नमो। मपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरहकातरया जुहाव पुत्रेति तन्मयतया तर्वोभिनेदो तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमानुतोऽस्मि। त्वैवास्मि त्वैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विग्रहे राधे त्वं नये मां शरणान्ति। भक्त्या विहीनाय अपराधलक्ष्यै चेप्ताश्च कामादितरङ्गमध्ये कृपामयीं त्वां शरणं प्रपन्ना वन्दे नमस्ते चरणारविन्दम्।
माई हम्बल ओबेसियंसेस इन द लॉट्स फीट ऑफ माई परमाराध्यतम गुरुदेव ओम विष्णुपाद श्रीमद् भक्ति प्रज्ञान केशव गोस्वामी महाराज शिक्षा गुरु ओम विष्णुपाद श्रीमद्।
वैष्णव दर के दिए दिए और दीवार ठाकुर कथा के तो
टुडे आई रिमेम्बर ऑफ माई ऑल राइवल डिवोटी हाय ग्रीव प्रभु व्हाट नेम है हयेश्वर प्रभु रियली ही वॉज ए वेरी हाई क्लास ऑफ डिवोटी। ही वॉज बोनाफाइड ए वैष्णव। ही वॉज इन अवर गुरु परंपरा लाइन। आई हैव so much honor for him. Oh, don't talk, you should sit. So, I remember him and gave him what? My Pushpanjali in his lotus feet. I know that anywhere in this world as a devotee he will be or anywhere else like a good devotee. What a good literaturian, good learned person. Bandh karo ye sab boli. No? Very learned scholar person. He did a good service to our Vaishnavism. He was like a good philosopher. He wrote several things. He translated so many things. Especially Pujyapa Sridhar Maharaj, some books, and my books also. He was very bold. Very bold. So, we are giving Pushpanjali in his Lord's feet. This is appearance day of Srimad Shyamananda Prabhu. One of the three jewels, Shyamananda Prabhu, Narottam Thakur and Srinivas Acharya. Three acharyas at that time. Oh, you know that Shyamananda Prabhu, Dukhi Krishna Das. He took birth anyhow, where? In the borderline of Bengal and Odisha. Very powerful he was. But in the boyhood, no. He told his father, I cannot be here. Serve Radha Krishna conjugal. My life is for so. Determined totally in boyhood. And he left his house and came to his Gurudev came call on us. And how he accepted him, Guru, and he sent his Gurudev sent him. And he came to Jiva Goswami and made him Shiksha. Jiva Goswami, then his Guru himself, Nohar, with Narottam Thakur also. Loknath Das Goswami. And Srinivasa Acharya of Gopal Bhatta Goswami. How they accepted him, Jiva Goswami, their guru. But their real original Diksha Guru was, or three, there were three. But even they came and paid respect. So how it became? Atit Maharaj will explain something. I have told in very brief. La, bola. खूब लंबा ना संक्षेप किंतु बहुत सुंदर कर
Krishna Krishna Vattai Tad Vattai Namo Namaha. First, I offer my humble and devout pranam to the state of Guru Bhaktivinoda. And at present, all Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis, please accept my Dandavatta. So now, Gurudev Dev allowed me to make this appear there, Sri Shyamananda Prabhu. Gurudev now explaining Narottam, Shyamananda and Srinivas Prabhu. When they have challenged, then only few years old, and that time they came their Guru Padma. So Shyamananda Prabhu, previous name he was Dukhi Krishna Das. At first he came in Navadvip, near Navadvip, Kalna, where have Gauridas Pandit house. There Gauridas Pandit disciple, Sri Sridhar Chaitanya. He was Sridhar Chaitanya's disciple.
Sridhar Chaitanya, Sri Sripad Harit. Or you should make any Sripad, Sri, anything.
Yes. Yes. So, Sri Hrida Chaitanya Prabhu, he was the disciple of Sri Bhagavad Swami. He was a great person, great person. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu hiding him in his heart. His name is Hrida Chaitanya. His disciple, Sri Dukhi Krishnadas, who was a great person, whose name is Sevananda, Gurudev gave order, he should go in Vrindavan, there have Sri Jivgur Sampa. He is a great person. So, he should go there, you learn all Western philosophies. Then, Dukhi Krishnadas and Vrindavan and Radha Damodar, they have Sri Jiva Goswami Pad, Vaishnava Chakravarti Samrat, devotee. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu full mercy had. And Sri Rupa Goswami Guru and Sri Sanatana Goswami Guru gave great mercy. So Sri Rupa Goswami, Sri Rupa Goswami Guru, he was great person. Then Narottam, Sri Narottam Guru and Sananda and Dukhi Krishnada and Sri was attacked. They were going there. And they took shelter of Sri Jiva Goswami Pad. Every day they learn so many things, Vaishnava philosophy. Goswami Pad gave order after him, O Krishnadas, here near Jamuna Bank, so every year so too much diabetes, because they are so falling so many leaves, dry leaves. Here they are so much dirty, so every day you should wash and clean it there. You know? Brahman there. Then, say, Sevan with Dukhi Krishnadas. Every day he is cleaning, so every year, moving there. So one day he found one ankle belt, so golden ankle belt, so very nice. Where from down? Who is this? He was very surprised. Then he took this ankle belt and went to the Jivgur Goswami Pad. And show him, then Jivgur Goswami thought, this is Sri Radhika's uncle belt. But then Motu told him, it should go there. So who is coming and who is asking you, then it should give enjoyment. Don't give it. But it should be having whose uncle will give him this. Then Dukhi Krishnadas sat down there. He was waiting. Then two ladies, two girls came. They asked him, O Sarvabhauma, so you are sitting, my dear Sahi, so you went to the river bank and river Jamuna. But at that time, so fallen, you hear one uncle read. Have you found? So please give us. Then Sevananda Prabhu told, yes, I took this, I found. Then they told to give me. Then Dukhi Krishnadas told, I am giving, Good and good. I am bearing his fate. This is my promise. Then they told, oh, you are a young man, you are sadhu, so why you are passing ladies' feet, girls' feet? This is not process, not room. So what is your desire? What is your needs? Then he told, I don't know. I want, I am wearing holy angles, so her face I am wearing. Then they told, oh, you are not sadhu. You are cheating. You have good discipline, ready mind. Why are you not giving? So you are touching with his feet. Then he told, so I don't know. Only one, but I want to wear it. Then they told, yes, if you want this life, like this, then it should do. But we are binding your eyes, not showing you. So you have, you are cheating them. So I am not showing. Then he told, yes, okay, no problem. Then one person girl, see, binding her eyes, his eye, and other person, she is bringing Siddhartha. When Siddhartha is coming, then they told, oh, our Sakhi is coming, my dear, please, bring the ear. Please, we are in this underworld. Then when he touched her feet, at once, his mood is coming. Then Ashtasate mood, tears falling. At that time, so Radhika was open his eyes, this eyes bent, blindfold. Then, when he was looking, Sri Radhika's sweetness home and sweetness mastery, then he was very surprised. So very, too much happy, and Ashtasate moved coming. Then Sri Radhika told, oh Krishnadas, so you are serving me, so I am very happy. Then gave him all blessings. That time, Sri Radhika's lotus feet, when he touched lotus feet, then he was fulfilled and successful life. So everybody then told, he is Shyamananda, who is serving Shyama Siddhartha, who is giving him her happiness. So he is Shyamananda. So Shyamananda Prabhu, Narottam Thakur, and Srinivasa Chatri, they learned through everything, all philosophy. After then, Sitting Goswami Pad gave all books.
So, thank you.
Today, Shyamananda Prabhu is happy and we remember Shyamananda Prabhu. He gave him blessing us. We should pray to him. Banchana Prabhupada Nivasya Kripa Sambhu Kareyata
You understood what he told? Huh? Can you tell what he told? In brief, what he told? Shyamrani should tell. You should stand up and very clearly, that all should understand. You know these facts? You know all these things? What he told?
Yes.
So you should speak. That all can understand.
Sri Prabhupada Maharaj said that Shyamananda Prabhu was previously known as Dukhi Krishna Das, and he was a disciple of Hridaya Chaitanya. Hridaya Chaitanya Prabhu. Sri Hridaya Chaitanya was a very great devotee.
He was a disciple of Sri Gauranga Pandit, who is a disciple and associate of Sri Nityananda Prabhu.
In the line of Calvary Boys from Nityananda Prabhu. So, Sri Kudal Chaitanya Prabhu sent his disciple, Gopi Krishna Das.
Devotee, he cannot fall. Never he can. So that person is ISKCON. Swamiji has given a definition of ISKCON. What name? What? That is low. Krishna Bhakti Rasabhavita Mati Kriyantam Kutopidid Labhyate Tatra Lollam Api Mulyam Ekalam Janma Koti Swikritagne. Welcome to what?
Late Maharaj.
Welcome. You should come late Maharaj. And his all followers are late Maharaj. Also, what name? Drishtadyumna, more late because his company. His all company like this. I want to follow 1 minute even. Don't miss one moment. What I told that I will come at 5:30, I came just 1 moment before from 5:30. So you should try to follow all these things. So I was telling what? Pure ISKCON. Krishna Bhakti Rasa Bhavita Mati Kriyatam Kutopi Jadi Labhyate Tatva Lollam Apa Mulyam Ekalam Janma Koti Sukirtarna Labhyate. Bhakti is received from whom? Pure devotees. By serving thousand births. Then Sukriti will come and from strong this Sadhu Sangha will come. And by sadhu sang, desire to serve Krishna comes. A desire comes that I should serve. Or by serving Krishna, my life will be successful. This desire is the seed of bhakti kripa. And this gradually develops. So, Jiva Goswami is pure ISKCON. So if this greed is coming to serve Radha and Krishna, and if he follows what? Not regulative bhakti, it cannot give. Krishna bhakti rasa bhavita. A heart saturated totally in bhakti rasa, braja rasa, whose heart is like this. And by serving, by hate, even giving, only you can have that Vishuddha Nirmal pure bhakti by falling. So anyhow, if I have received or served with heart and soul, this is ISKCON. This is the nature and instinct. And we should try to. So this is ISKCON. ISKCON is not that it can always fallen down and deep going down. So I want that you should all be ISKCON and you are ISKCON. Who is following the teaching of Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, our Gurudev, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami, especially Saptam Goswami, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Srila Rupa Goswami and others, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You should know that you are real ISKCON, not imitation. I was telling about Guru Tattva. What is Guru Tattva? What is Guru Tattva? Sakala Janame Sabe Mata Pita Pai
Guru Krishna nahi mile bhajo ho hiyai. What is the meaning? What is the meaning?
Sakri Janamata Pitamata Pai. In this world, the jivas are taking birth again and again. In many, many species, as animals, insects, mammals, reptiles, human beings, and in every single birth, you get mother and father. Every single birth. So we've had so many mothers and fathers. But Guru Krishna Nahimili Bhaja Harihari, it is very, very rare that birth that one gets the shelter of bona fide guru, bona fide spiritual master. And by being under the shelter of Sadhguru, only then one has a chance through bhajan to engage in devotional service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So bona fide guru is more important than mothers and fathers, thousands of mothers and fathers. He is our mother, father, brother, sister, friend, everything. And this is the most prominent and important relationship that we will ever have.
You should know the shloka Srimad Bhagavatam, tasmat gurum prapaddeta, jigyasu shreya uttamam, shabde parecha nishanatam, brahmanya uparshamashyam. What is the meaning? Tasmat. What is the meaning of tasmat? If anyone in high class of association, he has realized that sense gratification cannot make us happy. Whole world is immortal. Mortal. All the wealth of whole world, it cannot make you happy. Even you will have to give up this body and what you have collected in this life. You cannot take a single or any hair of this. No? You should know all these things. And it will give so much problem. So, some disattachment has come. And how now he wants, how can I be happy for? I am part and parcel of Krishna. I have heard, but I have no realization. I know that Krishna has created this whole world. He is so powerful. He is like father, mother. He is everywhere. But where he is? I want to realize and to serve him. Then he should search a guru. Tasmat gurum prapaddeita. Jigyasu shreya uttamam. How I can be happy? Who am I? From where I have come? Where to go? Then he will go to a guru searching. And then who is guru? Then it has been told. Tasmat gurum prapaddeta shabde parecha nishnatam brahmanya upashamashrayam. Brahmani upashamashrayam. Brahmani, no, upashamashrayam. Some detachment from this world. He had detached. First, a guru, it detached from this world. No sense gratification. And shabde nishnatam pare nishnatam. Shabda means all the Veda, Upanishad, Shastra, Puran, Srimad Bhagavatam, Gita and all Ramayana, Puran. He is qualified. And he can remove the doubts. And especially what? Parecha Nishnatam. Who is Pare? Krishna is himself. Pare. Param. He is Lords of Lords. Ishvara Parama Krishna Shaksh. Ishvara Parama Krishna Vigraha Anadiradi Govinda Sarukara. So he realized that Krishna is so. How beautiful he has realization. If anyone having two qualities, he is renounced and he is also expert in all shastra, he can quote from anywhere, but no realization of Krishna, his sweetness, his beauty, his power, then he is not qualified fully, never. And these gurus like Narad Rishi, he can make any draw a straw even or realized. Or he will tell, oh, Krishna Bhakti should come and you should go to Golok Vrindavan at once without delay. So these are gurus. If a guru like this not found, even he is in Madhyam Adhikari Nohag, but he should be what? Very, very sincere. Having no false egos. Proper respect to his superiors. If high class of guru you cannot have, then you can make him guru. But he should be sincere. And he should be detached also. If he can remove your doubts, okay. Even you have received the diksha from him, no harm. If you can, after some time, if you realize that, this guru is not that is told in shastra. And he cannot do so much thing. He can only help something. Why all you are looking there? Here very patiently, Guru Tattva. Then, if he is Madhyamadhikari Nohan, if he is sincere, not a politician, duplicitian, No hypocrisy. Then he is good. He will think, how you can advance. Then he can send you to any superior person. Come on with me and we will go to associate from high class of Vaishnava. And then Krishna also sprinkled his mercy through that Madhyamadhikari. Because he is very humble, he is sincere. Like Gita, Krishna has told, Japanna devata jajante sadhyamita te api mama eva kanteva jajanti avitvurvakam. Anyone worshipping any demigod, Krishna gives the fruit. Through them, they cannot give any fruit. Any demigods, they are not powerful to give any fruit. Who gives? Bad and good, who gives? Krishna himself, through them. So if you are serving even a gross, that he is Krishna, I am serving Krishna. Like a picture of your Gurudev, you are serving. His picture is your Gurudev? Can you talk with that picture? On a dry paper of paste, someone has done this. Who is giving that fruit? It will not go in vain. Krishna will give. He is serving for me. For me he is serving. Then Krishna will give some fruits. So even Madhyam Adhikari, he is sincere, not duplicitor or hypocrisy and all other things are there. Then through him, Krishna mercy will come and anyhow he will take you to any high class of devotees. Nowadays this is going on. contest like controversy. This we should be like this. A guru should. He will not think that my all the disciples are my property. Never he will think. If he thinks that disciples are my property, and if he is going to that person, then my property will lost and he will take. Oh, then what? Bogus guru. At once give up him. At once. That he is not guru, but he can be called kangaroo of Australian kangaroo. So we should be very. Oh, who is guru? Who can help us to serve Krishna, conjugal or Mahaprabhu Nityananda Prabhu? Same thing. Understand? Who is purely and strongly helping us? That you are property of Krishna. I should make it sweet and pure and soft, and I should give it in the lotus feet of Krishna. He is guru. But those who are thinking, oh, he is my property. How Narayan Maharaj should take it? Or don't go to him? Oh, this is not. Bad things this. So, Guru Rapi Aulap Tasya Kajya Karj Ajanata Utpatti Go Ev Vidhiyate. Also it has been told. Kiva Vipra Kiva Nyasi Shudra Keno Noy Jai Krishna Tattva Vetta Se Guru Hai. Nor he is Shudra. He is Westerns. He is Nyasi. Nyasi means renounced. But if he is Krishna Tattva Vetta, he is Guru. And anyone, Brahmin himself, knowing all Vedas, Upanishad, everything, Bhagavatam, he has remembered all his throne. Even he is not Guru, if he is not Krishna Tattva Vetta. So, Asal Katha Chhari Bhai Bane Je Kare Adar Asat Guru Kari Tar Vinasht Pura. If he is doing, accepting any high class of Brahman or knowing all Vedas but not practically following, then Asat Guru Kari Tar Vinasht Parva Par. What meaning?
For people who take initiation from a person who is born in a very high family and has studied all Shastras and learned so many things, but they themselves are not practically following and have no realization, then that person's life, who is taking shelter of him, will be completely spoiled and destroyed.
Also, Sabda Brahmani Nishnato, at all, na nishnayat pare jadi samastasya samprohi adhunemi vairakshata. If he is expert in all Vedas, but non-nishayat parejadi, but he has no realization of Krishna. Realization himself. Then, as he want milk and he bought a cow, but I saw that no milk. Then what should I do? I should, keeping honor, you should be here on new other cows with milk, with calves, if he want. He has been told. If Krishna prema is not coming, if our Krishna consciousness is not gradually developing, and proper honor for proper Vaishnavas not coming by that Guru, then we should try to serve another. And that is why it has been told, Guru Rapi Avaliptasya Karja Karjam Ajanata Utapatta Pratipannasya Pratyago Yavidet. Then it has made in role in Vedas, Upanishadas, especially in Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Chaitamrita. You can see it in Bhari Bhakti Vilas of Sanatana Goswami, everywhere. Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur books, you can see. If anyone is not helping us to develop our Krishna consciousness, to make stronger our that desire of serving Krishna is not coming, then where is fault, loop and holes? We should try to realize this and try to make it perfect. So, what is the meaning of Guru of Liptasya? He is offender of devotees. Not chanting name himself. Always criticizing Vaishnava. Bonafide Guru. Then he is like Guru of Srila Jiva Goswami in Bhakti Sandarbhs. And he has told, oh, why we should give up that? Oh, he is now offensive to Vaishnava. This is most bad thing. If anyone criticizing any Vaishnava, oh, you should pranam from very far away. Don't mix with that person. Because a Vaishnava khod girinam utam hari kathamritam sranam naiva kartam jatha sapo chist jadhapa. If, oh, very helpful. Oh, milk is there. But it has been taken by any poisonous snake. Don't take, otherwise you'll die. So even these harikatha, so high class of, these are more than nectar. And anyone telling, but if he is a Vaishnava, if he is not serving his Gurudev, not served his Gurudev, he is not following all the instructions of his Gurudev, and he is criticizing always Vaishnava, oh, you should not hear. It will be like poison. Then you should take initiation from others. So these are rules. If you want to serve Krishna, this is the main thing. And who is helping? His Guru. Either Diksha Guru or Siksha Guru, or there are so many Gurus in our line. No need of taking any Ritvik Guru. These are bogus. Fallen Gurus are all Ritviks. Who are you certain that we are in the line of Madhvacharya? All Gurus, Baladev Vidyabhushan, before the Kavi Karnapur, and Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, has told very strongly that those who are not accepting that we are a part of Madhvacharya, and those who are rejecting Baladev Vidyabhushan in our line, they are Kalichar. They are
spy of iron and
Kali. They are surely Kali. So we should not read and follow all these bogus persons. What Bhakti Vinod Thakur has told, Baladev Vidyabhushan, Kavi Karnapur, Rupa Goswami told, oh, we should try. Jiva Goswami has told, we should try to follow all these things. Especially in this yoga, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur and Srila Prabhupada, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati. I have written so many books in that, oh, book, Panchatattvam. So you should read. There will be no confusion. I have cut all these bad arguments. So many helpful. So, Guru Nishtha is backbone of bhakti. Backbone of bhakti. So, we should have Guru Nishtha. Guru is like two, Siksha Guru, Diksha Guru and Siksha Guru. There are also so many, like Chaitya Guru, Krishna Himself, Path Pradarshak Guru, who has brought us to Guru is also Guru. We should give proper respect to that. So this is the platform Guru Nishtha of Bhakti. If Guru Nishtha is there, very soon you can have pure Bhakti. And then you can go in the line of Srila Rupa Goswami. Now, I want to give you some essence of Sri Rupa Shiksha. You know, that in Chaitanya Charitamrita, in first four chapters, Adi Lila, object of our life and object of our sadhana has been given, especially in chapter third and fourth. Why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu descended in this world? So we should try to have a object of our life, especially in the dialect between Raya Ramananda and Mahaprabhu at Godavari in South India. Vividly it has been told, object and process. So all are separate, not in continuation. Or beginning from Varnasham Dharma and up to Radha mood. So we should try to choose our object of our life. What we want? It may be that you can choose wrong decision, you can take wrong decision. But if you are in high class of an association, they will vividly tell us that what was the object of Rupa Goswami, what was the object of Raghunath Das Goswami. So they will tell us. And hearing, you can make decision that what is the life of goal of our life. If it will be ascertained, then what process is there, very easily it can be discovered and you can follow. You know Rupa Goswami. Who is he? First, you should try to know the life of Srila Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami. Oh, very, very learned. Very, very intelligent. Very intelligent. In Bahir Demon, very intelligent. How intelligent they were in boyhood, when they were studying. Oh, they were master of Bengali, Sanskrit, Arabic, so many languages. One day they were sitting anywhere. You remember? You should tell me something. Very attentively you should hear. Oh, you can come and take a seat. Oh, there are so many seats. You can come. Upside, you can go and very good seats. You are welcomed.
At the time when Sri Rupa Goswami and Sri Sanatana Goswami were young, as children, they were very wise, very intelligent, and very competent in every respect. Once so happened that the then ruler of Bengal, very powerful king, he was constructing a tower. He had arranged the best masons to construct very, very high, tall building, a tower. When it was almost near completion, Then the king went and he inspected the site. He came upon the roof on the top, and the merchants were also standing with him. And he was very happy to see the construction. And he appreciated the work.
Amrita.
And the merchant, he said, okay, actually, I can do even more better. I can construct even a more nicer one than this. And when the king, he got this remark, he had a very wicked smile. He looked at the merchants, oh, so you can construct another better one than this? Said, yes, I can do. And no sooner had the king heard these words, he threw him off the tower, that mentioned, and he was killed. The king's assistant or secretary, he was standing right next to the king. And when he witnessed this horrible, horrifying act, he was completely stunned. His blood became completely cold. And he was not knowing, what shall I do next? Because when a king is angry, he can do anything. And immediately the king, he turned towards this nation and ordered him, pray immediately. And this assistant, the PA, who was already terrorized, he was not understanding what I shall do next. He immediately ran away from this place without even waiting to hear what the king wants him to bring. So he ran, and then, sweating, perspiring, completely bewildered, what shall I get for the king? He was not knowing. So he left that place immediately, and he went to another different city. And what happened? By great fortune, or the arrangement of the providence, he came and he saw these wonderful two nice, beautiful boys, handsome. And when he saw this person who was so much in anxiety, running, looking for something, very confused, they called upon him, oh gentlemen, why you're so worried and what you're running for? Why you're so confused? And the person, breathing, and then he explained everything to Sri Rupa and Sri Sanatana at that time. And they both smiled, said, so what you're planning to take to the king? He said, I don't know. The king never said. He said, go bring. So then both of the brothers, they told, you should take another expert mission from here to the king. And they organized, they arranged that the best missions in that city, they go with this person. So this personal assistant, when he came back to the king after a few days, the king was sitting in his palace, in his royal assembly. And when he saw this assistant come back again after all that time, and he was inquiring, where did you go? I told you to bring something, but I remember I never told you what to bring. So, and then the king, when this personal assistant, he said, oh, I brought these two mages for you. Then the king was surprised that how come he knew what the king wanted. This was very surprising for the king to know, because he never told him very clearly. So then this personal assistant, he explained that he went to this different city, and there, two young boys who were so intelligent and wise, he met them. And he explained the whole situation to them, and they advised to take these two merchants to the king. And the king said, oh, really? Just by hearing this, they could tell you? Okay, bring them. They are the best persons I'm looking for. They are the ones who will rule this whole place for me. And then later we see how when Sri Rupa and Sanatana came to the king, he came to give them very important posts as the finance minister and prime minister. And then their name were also changed because of their job. Sanatana Goswami, he was known from that onwards while he was working for the king as prime minister. He was Dabhi Khas.
And Shlokar Mali.
And Sri Rupa Goswami became Dabhi Khas.
So,
this is how...
Private secretary. And Anupam was given... He was finance minister.
So this is how we see that they were so wise, sharp, and always very intelligent in all respects.
Very good. They were working so much for king. But in the meantime, once Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas, and after that he returned to Jagannath Puri. He came to Jagannath Puri and he went to south, met Raya Ramananda. After that he decided that I must go to Vrindavan. When he proceeded from Jagannath Puri, thousands and thousands, lakhs of devotees followed him. And he came with them all up to Kanai Natsala, where the kingdom of that Husain Shah Badsha was there, and Rup Sanatan were there. Ramkeli Gram. At that time, very important. There, Rup Goswami, what doing? They have some connection with Navadvip. And always some high class of Bhagavat Bhakta used to come with them, worshipping Radha Krishna conjugal, making a place there, Radha Kund, Shyam Kund. And they were doing bhajan. Also, and they were very expert in ministry and everything. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came with all thousands and thousands of. After what became? Oh, Aranya Maharaj. Briefly.
So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
I'm telling all these things. Why? You should hear the life of any Vaishnava, pure Vaishnava. How they gradually come towards serving of Krishna and a great devotee. You can't follow this. Or the life of Krishna you cannot follow. You cannot do Ras, you cannot do so many things that Krishna killed Putana, Agasur, Bakasur, all. You cannot do all these things. But you can follow the life and instructions of the devotees. So I am telling you all how Rupa Goswami came to Mahaprabhu and totally renounced, giving up all these things. Go on.
When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu arrived in Ram Kalyan, he was surrounded by thousands and thousands of people, over, very much ecstatic by the influence of his Nam Sankirtan. There he met with Sri Rupa and Sanatan. At that time, not Rupa and Sanatan.
Why they met? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu never met. They went to Mahaprabhu in disguise. And they were sitting there with pranam, with Jiva Goswami in their laps. Why they came? Oh, they have so much attraction for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Especially Sanatana Goswami came and told, this is not the process of going to Vrindavan. Why?
Sanatana Goswami mentioned to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you go to Vrindavan? This is not the way to go, surrounded by so many people. Why? We go to Vrindavan to do bhajan, but in the crowd there are so many people, having so many different moods, vidyatya, opposing moods, and therefore you will not be able to do prakrama.
Especially the king is in doubt. Oh, you want to conquer his kingdom with so many persons. So he has doubt. Why he has come with so many persons here? So anyone can doubt. And there will be so much problem. I know you are 300 devotees here. And how much labor he is doing? So many problems here, there. Who will make prasadam? Who will distribute? So many things. And if thousand and thousand devotees were to take
prasadam. Who will supply? It may be some quarrel among them. So how to remember Krishna? Where is Krishna? Oh, Brajandanandam Shyam Sundarva. This will not come. So he told.
So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he told them, you should meet me in Vrindavan. Find a way to get out of your government service and meet me in Vrindavan. So then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he left that place, Vanakarivaram, and he was heading for Vrindavan. But later he thought, the words of Sanatana, they are very true. This is not the way to go, surrounded by so many people. So when he arrived in Karanasala, he turned around and he went back to Jagannath Puri.
But what he told them? Rup Sanatana.
Oh, Paramyasarani Nari. He told them, oh, just like any lady, she's married and she's living in her home, but she has a lover somewhere else. What is her behavior? She's doing all her duties and her housework very, very carefully, so that no one will suspect what is going on in her heart. And what is going on within her heart? She's constantly thinking of that time, when will I meet with my beloved? When will I meet with my beloved? So instructed them to do bhajan like this. This is the instruction for those on the path of Raghunuga Bhakti. Outwardly, they should follow all rules and regulations like those on the path of Vaidhi Bhakti, but inwardly, constantly serving the lotus feet of their Ishadev by Manasik Seva.
He also ordered them, don't be involved in these things. You should give up all these things. And very soon you should come and join me. I am going to Vrindavan. After that I am going to Jagannath Puri and very soon I will go to Vrindavan. There very soon you should meet me and we will tell and hear Hari Katha, always discussing. So Rupa Goswami, very soon he left. Gone. Yes, yes, gone.
So Rupa Goswami, he immediately made a plan to leave his home. He took all of his wealth, and half of it he distributed to Vaishnava Brahmins. And of what was remaining, one quarter he kept with one grocer to help Sanatana Goswami if he would get in any difficulties. And the last quarter he kept with his family members to be used in the education of his nephew, the very small baby at that time, who was later to be educated and grow up to become Srila Jiva Goswami Maharaj. So after making all of these very intelligent arrangements, then he left his position and quickly ran away in the direction of Vrindavan to meet with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
He also proceeded towards Vrindavan. And in the meantime, Mahaprabhu has gone coming to Vrindavan. And also, at that time, he wrote a letter to Sanatana Goswami. What was the essence of that letter?
So he wrote, Yadupati Kwagata Bhaturapuri Raghupati Kwagata Koshala.
But not wrote this thing. Only one letter.
At that time, Sanatana Goswami was in his home and he was not going to attend to his services. He was staying with so many pure devotees and hearing and chanting Srimad Bhagavatam. He sent a message, oh, I am sick, I cannot come. But the king was suspicious and he personally came there and saw, oh, Sanatana, what are you doing? You are so healthy and you are not coming to your job. Don't you know I need your help so much? Now I am making a campaign. I want to invade Orissa. Sanatana Goswami said, I cannot come with you. This will be our offense because Orissa is a holy place, land of Lord Jagannath, and king is a great devotee. So then the king became very angry. If you will not help me in my campaign against the king of Orissa, then I'll put you in prison. So then the king put Sanatana Goswami in prison, and he was there and waiting and thinking what to do. At that time, Rupa Goswami sent a letter to Sanatana Goswami.
Only five or six letters.
He did not. There is a very famous verse. This Yadu Katipala Kata Anjuri, this verse. But he didn't write the verse. Only Yadu Katipala.
Anyone cannot understand what is the meaning. Only a person like Sanatana Goswami, they remember this shloka and they know this is.
And so, Sanatana, their insight is so deep and wonderful that only seeing some letters, then he could realize, oh, he's referring to a shloka. In this verse, it is said, oh, Yadu Pati Krishna, he came in this world and he made one fantastic place, that is Manupuri, so beautiful and opulent, but where is it now?
Only some, what? Khandhar.
Oh, broken pieces.
Broken, precious.
Demolished. And Raghupati Bhagata Kaushala. Oh, Raghupati, that means Lord Ramachandra. Being the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he came in this world and made one beautiful place, Ayodhya. But where is Ayodhya now? So what are we to learn from this? Even when the Supreme Personality of Godhead comes in this world and does anything, in a moment, it is over, everything disappears, and there is nothing left. In other words, he was giving the hint to Siddhartha Goswami, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is coming this world. But his pastimes, they will not be for a long time, so quickly come out of your position and meet with him. Because in this world, everything is temporary, everything will vanish. So receiving this letter from Rupa Goswami, Siddhartha Goswami, he made a plan how to escape. He called the jail keeper. Oh, my dear sir, do you remember me? I have given you this post of jail keeper, so you have some debt to me. You are a very good and religious man. You are Muslim. You know, if you help anyone escape from this world and be close to God, then you get such benefit for this. So you should help me. I want to come out from this prison and go on pilgrimage to Makkah.
Because he was Muslim, so he was cheating.
I want to go to Makkah, to the holy place of the Muslims. So if you help me, this is a very, very pious activity, and God will shower his mercy on you. Can you help me? The Jyotir, no, I can't help you. Then, Sanatana Goswami, taking the money that he had been left behind by Rupa Goswami, he showed him about 8,000 gold coins. Then when the jail keeper saw this, then some water came on his tongue. And he said, I'd like to help you, but if the king found out, then I would be in trouble, and he would put me to death. So,
oh, he will cut my head.
He will cut off my head if I help you. So then Rupa Goswami, he took another 2,000 gold coins. Now 10,000 gold coins.
Oh.
Then the jail keeper, he was running up, what to do? Is it worth the risk or not? And he thought, okay, I'll help you. Then Sanatana Goswami was very intelligent. He told him a plan. He said, look, the king won't know anything at all. You take me down to the Ganges. And then you untie my shackles and everything, and I will swim away and I will be gone and no one will see me. But you can tell everyone else that I jumped into the river with my shackles on and I cannot swim in chains. And in this way, I drowned. So, after I've gone, you come back and you tell everyone, please come and help me, because Sakha Malik is falling in the river. Then, so many people will come with you. They will search on the riverbank everywhere. And then together, afterwards, you will go to the king. And then everyone will tell the king, oh, your majesty, we were searching for him everywhere, but we could not find him. In this way, when the king hears everyone giving the testimony that they could not find Sakha Malik, then the king will not think that you are responsible. So then the jail keeper became very happy, seeing the money, and thinking that he had a very good plan now. And in this way he was persuaded by Sanatana Goswami. So Sanatana Goswami came out from the jail, and he left that place, he escaped. And on foot, he set out with only one servant, called Ishan. As he was traveling, going along, after some time, he came to a very mountainous region in the state of Bihar. And there, it was a very dangerous place because dacoits and others, they would have a habit of robbing the pilgrims who would come through. So as he was approaching this dangerous place, they came to one inn. And when they arrived at the inn, the innkeeper was very, very friendly towards them. "Oh, my dear friends, don't you know this tract of land is very dangerous? You can stay here the night. We'll provide you with any food or anything that you like, and in the morning, we can help you." So, Sanatana Goswami, he was thinking, this is very strange. We don't see in this world that these types of people, low-class people, they go out of their way to help others. There must be something wrong. And surely there was. The innkeeper was a great dacoit. And in his, among his associates, he had one person who was a palmist. He could understand the many things by his power, mystic power.
Astrology.
Astrology. So he told the leader of the dacoits that this man who has come, he's carrying with him 8 gold coins. So the innkeeper was thinking, yes, we'll feed them and make them very comfortable, and when they're asleep at night, we'll cut their throats and we'll take their money. But Sanatana Goswami, being very intelligent, an expert judge of anyone's character, he understood that their friendliness, their hospitality, was very inappropriate. So then he looked towards Ishan, his servant. He asked him, "Are you carrying any money with you?" And Ishan said, "Oh, yes, Prabhu. I am carrying some 7 gold coins. 7 gold coins." So he said, "Give them to me at once." And Sanatana Goswami took the 7 gold coins and he went to the leader of the dacoits. And he told him, "Oh, I have some money. I want to give it all to you. Please help us cross this dangerous piece of land." When the dacoit saw this, he began to smile. He was very satisfied. He said, "Actually, you have saved me from committing a greatly sinful act. He honored, in the night I was to kill you because I am an astrologer and he told me you are carrying 8 gold coins." Oh, now Sanatana Goswami is thinking, "My servant Ishan, he told me 7. He's thinking, but he didn't say anything. He said, "I was going to kill you, but now you saved me from this sinful act." And he was satisfied. He said, "Look, you can keep the money, and anybody will help you tomorrow." Sanatana Goswami said, "No, you keep the money. Why? Because if you don't kill us for this and I keep it, someone else is bound to kill us. So you should keep this money." Then Sanatana Goswami, he stayed there, and the next morning, the men of the dacoits, they helped Sanatana Goswami and Ishan cross over the mountainous and dangerous area. So when the men returned and they passed that piece of land, then Sanatana Goswami, he turned to his servant and he told him, "Oh, I know, you have 1 gold coin. So you should keep this gold coin and you should return to your home. You should not stay with me anymore." Then Ishan Prabhu, he became very upset. "Oh, Prabhu, please don't send me home. I want to stay with you.
To serve for you, I had that gold.
I have kept this gold coin not for me. I only kept it to serve you." But Sanatana Goswami, his heart was as hard as a thunderbolt. This is nature of Vaishnava. In regard to Krishna and to helping all jivas, their hearts are very soft. But if someone is doing anything against bhakti, and which will be unfavorable for the cultivation of their own devotional service, then at that time they can be very hard, as stone. Sanatana Goswami did not hear the crying of Ishan. He told him, "No, you should go." Why? Because those who are on the path of bhakti, they put their faith in Krishna. They put their faith in that Krishna is their protector and their maintainer. And if they will put their faith in anything else, they will put their faith in money, oh, then Krishna is protected. And Mahu, he's saying, "Na dhanam na janam na sunrim. Na dhanam, I want money." So if one wants to chant Harinam, they shouldn't have a mood like this. They cannot always be thinking, how to make money, how to make money. So Sanatana Goswami, he sent him away and continued on his journey.
Very good. Thank you. So, this is the platform of being a pure devotee and disciple. If you have that desire and that mode of Rupa and Sanatana, what they did? They get their all wealth, reputation, position, everything.
and they become like a straight beggar. Or this. But in Western country, it is very hard to do like this. You cannot walk without a car. A family should have at least 4, 5, 6, 7 cars. So many things. Oh, also so many dogs. Especially dog. Without dog, you cannot do. So, very hard for them. But in India, it is very
natural.
They can do. But very hard to be like Sanatan and Rupa. If you are not being like Rupa and Sanatan Desh, you cannot make your platform. So, Jai Jai Radha Ramana Hari Bol. Jai Jai Radha Ramana Hari Bol. Jai Jai Radha Ramana Hari Bol. Some pillow. Some are, because some are sleeping. So I want to give one pillow. And they should sleep. Because they have come, they are very fortunate that very far away they are coming here only to sleep. Please don't sleep. What you want? What you want? What?
Sweets.
Those who will sleep and they will make hands like this, you should give one pillar. And make a place for them. Victim. Achha, thank you. So, really, if you desire to serve Krishna and be a pure devotee, first disciple, they were both coming to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to become a pure disciple and to serve Radha and Krishna. Sanatana Goswami met, first Rupa Goswami met when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was returning from Vrindavan in Prayag, where Ganga, Jamuna, Saraswati are meeting. Very sacred place. And Sanatana Goswami met in Varanasi, Kashi. What Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told to Rupa Goswami? You are very fortunate. Very, very fortunate. I want to inspire whole Ved, Upanishad, Shastra and everything in your heart. All our endless ocean of rasa. But I can give you one drop. And this one drop, what will do? It can whole universes. Only one drop is sufficient for. All will be drowned. And he began to tell. He accepted him like disciple, not like today. Diksha is going on. What he did? Inspired all the tattva, rasa, tattva and everything. What is written in Haribhakti Vilas? What is written in Ujjwal Nirmani and other books of Rupa Goswami? It was all inspired by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Not only this. When he went to Puri, he requested all his associates like Sarvadamodar Raya Ramananda Prabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Acharya and all Haridas Thakur, Barkeshwar Pandit and others, all others, Gopinatha Acharya and all others. Those were very high class of learned persons. Pundarik Vidyanidhi. To sprinkle your mercy. What you have in your hearts, you should inspire in
Srila Rupa Goswami heard. And that is why they inspired all Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Acharya and all Sarupa Damodar Raya Ramananda in the heart of Rupa Goswami. Why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told? Oh, I want that he should give all the things for what I have come to this, descended to this world. And then he gave. If he was not qualified, a real devotee, or renounced, then how he could have given? So Guru, it may be that Guru has something to give disciples, but disciples are, if not so much qualified, how he can give? If sense gratification is doing gaj-gaj, you know? Yeah. Is here, full. And there is so much desire to enjoy this world. How can you take this high class of property from your Gurudev? You cannot realize. So Rupa Goswami was very qualified to take all these things. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began his instructions, giving one drop of rasa from that endless, deepless ocean of love and prema. We will try to explain tomorrow. Now, today, we are finishing our class, and you should try to take all these things and be a good devotee. Go. Premanande.